Yeah, dude.
Little Steve-O, dude.
Anyway, good morning. 6:44, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
So I did watch Jackass. It's 4.5. They have, like, the second version on Netflix now from the one that just came out in theaters.
Oh, really? With all the extra, cut stuff?
It's basically what it is. It's, like, extra footage, and they, like, kind of go behind the scenes and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of penis.
Yeah, there is a lot of penis in that movie. You know. Yeah, for you ladies that think we're just watching stuff for boobs and grow, no, there's a lot of penis in that movie. So
we went and saw the actual movie in the theater months back when it came out. We went with my buddy and his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was like, "Dude, like seriously offended. Like you didn't know what you were getting into.
Yeah.
Like you didn't look at a preview or any." She's like, "No." She's like, "That was the most ridiculous, disgusting thing I have ever seen in my life. Didn't laugh once." She's like, you're a certain person.
Yeah, Jackass has been around, what, since the early 2000s?
She had no idea. Like, the first scene was, I mean, I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but it's a giant penis, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, just looking over at it, she's like, just jaw open to the floor. What?
I'm just surprised she's gone this far in life without
knowing.
Yeah. Like, not even a hint. Like, oh, this might be a little intense. At times.
I mean, imagine that, though, not having any idea.
Yeah.
And just going, seeing it in the theater on the big screen. Oh.
I mean, just go show Jackass to Grandma, all right?
Grandma would probably love it.
That's true.
Reminds me of my husband.
Yeah, he used to do stuff like this all the time. What? You talking about Grandpa? Yeah. Yeah, he was crazy.
Anyway.
The original Jackass. Anyway, yeah, so. Yeah, dude. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham and his crew, master level certified. They're going to get your car back on the road quickly and safely. Also, tell them thanks for being part of the Screaming Yellow Summer as well. They do a lot of great things over there. We love them.
They do.
We love them. They really do. Well, Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking news. Keith Richards still alive.
Breaking.
Still alive. Breaking news. Still alive. Still going. Nice job, Keith. In other rock news, Ozzy Osbourne will make his first public appearance since undergoing neck surgery last month when he joins comic book creator, artist, and filmmaker Todd McFarlane. Todd McFarlane. That name sounds familiar. Anyway, at Comic-Con in San Diego on July 22nd. They will reveal artwork for a limited edition special McFarlane-designed Ozzy comic book, which is available with some of the special editions of Ozzy's forthcoming album, Patient Number 9. With today's announcement also comes news of an alternative cover from the album designer by McFarlane. He also directed the video and title track, which includes some of Ozzy's hand-drawn artwork. Patient Number 9 will be out September 9th.
Nice. Dude, Ozzy, man, he just... Anything that guy touches, he can do anything.
Yeah, well, I'm just surprised he's still able to, man. Between, all the drugs and alcohol,
he right now?
He's in pretty rough shape. You know,
rough enough to where they couldn't do like a show or anything, like the Osbournes or whatnot. Is he not capable of?
He
could hardly talk in that show.
Yeah, he's been pretty much a recluse since the surgery. But I think also too, what is it? He has Parkinson's.
Yeah,
it was the other thing that they. I mean, he's just. I hope he's still with us for a long time, and I hope he's getting great treatment. I'm sure he is, but man, I think everything is really caught up. And as you get older, that happens. But especially when you've been hard on your body as Ozzy has.
See, when you're biting bats' heads off. Like, if that's part of your life, there's probably other things in your life too that are a little rough.
I mean, you hear some of the stories, and you're like, it's 2022 and he is still here? It's unbelievable. Right. Like, I'm happy. I don't want to lose Ozzy. But my God.
It's going to turn into a bat and just fly.
That's the only thing I think could happen. at this point. Like, all right, we'll see you, Ozzy.
And just vampire? What is
scurries
it?
Away. Scurries away. Anyway, but very cool and some more fun Ozzy stuff on the way, on the horizon. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
1987, July 14th, Steve Miller got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Obviously, Steve Miller Band, Originally, when Steve Miller Band came out, it wasn't very successful. It was a very jam bandy sound with the first few albums. And then as they kind of progressed, record label pressured them to do more commercial friendly stuff. And that's when you got like Fly Like an Eagle, The Joker, all those, Jet Airliner, Jungle Love.
I love Steve Miller Band.
I do.
Anytime it comes on.
I do. I'm a big Steve Miller Band fan. However, what I will say is I'm not a fan of Steve Miller Live, because you know what he does? He turns all of his songs into like 15-minute jam band songs, and he doesn't play them the way that you know on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look, Steve, I appreciate it, man. You're a guitar aficionado.
Yeah, but we want to know. We want to hear what we know.
Exactly. You know? If you're singing The Joker different than what I know on the record, I'm going to be upset. You know, I paid the ticket, but I want to hear the record stuff.
I want to sing along a little bit, man. Come on.
You're not even singing it in the same key, all right?
Yeah.
So, anyway. I do love
Steve.
Damn it, Steve. So, but he totally deserves the Hollywood Walk of Fame star, for sure. But just play it like we know it, Steve. All right?
Maybe we'll get a little Steve Miller in there for you a little later.
Yeah, I think we could maybe squeeze some in there. I wouldn't mind that.
It's a great song.
Anyway, all right, that is your rock, before I start singing, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.
Brock and Hunt.